interrupted by Courtney's unexpected arrival. Alex and Courtney had taken one look at each other, and Katie had ceased to exist. "Katie," her mother asked, "you're not seeing anyone?"
"No.
I've been busy with work and not in the mood." Her mother sighed. "It's 4 days of family and stress. I know I don't want to have to field questions about your lack of love life, and you have to want it even less. You have to bring a man."
"Sorry, no."
"What about Howie?"
"Dear God, no."
Katie thought about banging her head against the table, because honestly, the pain would be less.
"Mom,
no."
"Why not?
He's smart and rich and very funny."
"And his name was Howie."
He was the son of her mother's best friend. The two women had been doing their best to fix up their kids for years. Katie had resisted with all her might. The last time she'd seen Howie, he and his mom had been visiting Fool's Gold. He'd been maybe 16 and smart enough that he was already in college. Tall, skinny, with two short pants, thick black-rimmed glasses, and a way of peering at her as if she were an uninteresting form of bug. They'd had nothing to say to each other.
"Most of the time I'm willing to take one for the team, but I'm not interested in Howie," she said firmly. "I'd rather deal with the awkward questions."
No one was desperate enough for Howie. Certainly not her.
"Katie, don't make me use my bad mom voice."
Katie smiled. "Mom, I'm 27. The bad mom voice doesn't work on me."
"Wanna bet?" Her mother sighed again. Worry darkened her eyes. "Please, I'll beg. Do you want that? I'm desperate. I want you to have a good time."
She paused. "Well, as good as a time you can have at this. And I don't want you to worry about what everyone else might be thinking.
It's 4 days. You'll barely have to see each other."
It was 4 days trapped in a hotel with her family at the top of a mountain. Where was she supposed to go to avoid them? And Howie.
"He's doing some big project at work," her mother added. "I'm sure he'll be busy most of the time."
Katie hesitated, not just because she adored her mother, but also because the questions from family about why she wasn't married had begun to border on brutal. There she was, the older sister, still not married, no prospect of a boyfriend. Courtney could barely go 15 minutes without falling in love.
"Fine," Katie conceded at last. "Just for the wedding, though. Nothing more.
Ever." Her mother beamed. "Wonderful. I'll let him know. This is going to be wonderful. You'll see."
"Wonderful?"
Katie could think of a lot of words, but that wasn't one of them. She was already knee-deep in regrets. 4 days with Howie. 14 years ago, they'd barely lasted an hour in each other's presence. The only bright spot in the whole thing was that back then he'd disliked her as much as she'd disliked him. Maybe he would do a better job at telling his mother no, and then none of this would be an issue.
"Mother, I won't," Howard Jackson Kent said firmly.
"I see."
Two simple words. They didn't matter in and of themselves. It was the tone that was going to come back and bite him in the ass. He could already feel the teeth.
"We'll ignore the fact that Janice McCormick is my best friend," his mother said, staring at him from across his desk.
They were in his office, his mother having dropped by unexpectedly between his meetings. There was only one way she would have known he was free, which meant later he would be having a little chat with his personal assistant.
"We'll ignore the fact that Janice has asked for my help."
If only that were true, he thought, leaning back in his chair and rubbing his temple.
"You could do it for Katie," his mother said. "She's such a nice girl."
Never words to make a single man's heart beat faster, he thought grimly.
"Katie and I don't get along."
Granted, it had been a lot of years ago, but he remembered that summer afternoon clearly. His mother had insisted he come along with her while Tina met with her best friend. He'd agreed and had regretted the decision the second Katie had looked at him, then sighed with obvious disappointment. Katie had been opinionated, only interested in sports and obviously contemptuous of him. Sure, he'd been a nerd and awkward, and he'd